This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. It is a great day, despite the fact that a lot of people look back on the year 2021 and think, wow, this has not been a great year. In fact, there's a writer for the LA Times named Michael Hiltzik who says, 2021, that'll go down in the books forever as the most asinine, insane, stupid, misguided, and regrettable year in all of human history. I don't believe that to be true when we have lived through years like, 1939, the beginning of the bloodiest war in all of human history. We've lived through the beginning of the utterly tragic and totally unnecessary fight against evil known as the Civil War of the United States. That began back in 1865. And the idea that we have a worse year than that just concluding, I think that goes a little bit far. But this is not one of the best moments in our federal history. There is a, and I don't know this, maybe if somebody out there knows about it, I don't know if President Biden is the first president to actually do a live-streamed Christmas Eve calls with people who were calling into the Santa track. I know they've done the Santa track before. It's where the American missile defense system and air defense systems come up and they report the progress of this sleigh and reindeer coming from the North Pole and coming toward the United States. And it's all jolly and Christmassy and fun. And President Biden was making calls like that with a with his wife Jill, and he put in a call to spoke on the phone to a caller had called in, whose name was Jared Schmeck, and yes, that's Schmeck, S-C-H-M-E-C-K, which by the way is sometimes used as a polite variant, if I can use that term, of a another name that replaces the E in Schmeck with a U, and comes out to be a somewhat insulting. Well, this is probably a burden that Mr. Schmeck has had to incur during part of his life. And what happened was the Mr. Schmeck lives in Oregon, which could explain a lot of bad humor, it seems to me. But he had finished his Christmas call with President Biden by basically, here's the way it went, transcript. He had basically been saying, the Bidens greeted Schmeck and his family on the call, pointing out that their son and their grandson both shared the name Hunter with Schmeck's son, who was also Hunter. Then they asked the Schmeck children, the little Schmecks, they asked them what they wanted for Christmas. And one of the children said, and being the President of the United States, go for it. He says, I want Santa to bring me a piano. And Biden responded by saying, holy mackerel. And Jill Biden said she still had her Barbie from when she was a kid. And as this meaningful and deep phone call involving the leader of the free world wrapped up, Biden joked that the kids had to be in bed by 9 p.m. for Santa to show up before he wished Schmeck's family Merry Christmas. And then what happened is Schmeck said, I hope you have a wonderful Christmas as well, after Biden wished him a Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas and let's go, Brandon. Okay. Biden then responded, let's go, Brandon. I agree. Clearly not knowing what was intended here. Before asking where Schmeck and his family lived, but the call was cut off by whoever was managing it. Schmeck then posted his side of the call on YouTube and told the Portland Oregonian that he received threatening phone calls after the moment went viral, but he stood behind his joke. He said, I understand there is a vulgar meaning to it. And the story about this, for anybody who's been living in a cave and doesn't know about it, was that there was a race car driver in the NASCAR circuit, and whose name was Brandon. And what happened is this is in October, at a NASCAR race in Alabama, people were chanting what one commentator on TV thought they were yelling, let's go, Brandon, let's go, Brandon, for the winning driver in that race. But another commentator, and since then, the phrase has been interpreted as not let's go, Brandon, but as beep you, Biden. Let's go, Brandon, beep you, Biden. I don't know. I mean, in any event, it's gone viral and it's everywhere, and there are T-shirts and hats and there are more. And Schmeck and Jill, Schmeck and Jill, that sounds like Jack and Jill, right? It sounded like this when they had this deep and meaningful exchange on the Christmas tracker call from the White House. Listen, this is clip 13.
I hope you have a wonderful Christmas.
Well, yeah, I hope you guys have a wonderful Christmas as well.
Merry
Christmas, and let's go, Brandon.
Let's go, Brandon. I agree.
Okay, I'm not sure that Joe Biden understood that he was agreeing to have somebody saying blank you. This was Mr. Schmeck, Jared Schmeck, who appeared just recently on Steve Bannon's Exalted podcast, and he explained his meaning of what he told the president. This is clip 14.
I know it was said in a joking manner, in a humorous manner, but it's a very serious thing. And I mean, it was one way for me to, like, man, I got a chance right now to voice my disapproval of this man and his administration. For me, let's go, Brandon, is, and I've said it in other articles, I am a Christian man. For me, it's God first and foremost. I don't follow any one man blindly. Some of the media has run with that and said, I don't support Donald Trump. That's absolutely false. Donald Trump is my president, and he should still be president right now. The election was 100% stolen. So I just want to make that clear.
Okay, I'm not sure how he feels the media are distorting his participation in this by saying he supports Donald Trump. If he says Donald Trump is his president, look, I think that people who are making a big federal case out of this are wrong. And I think people who are making Jared Schmeck into some kind of a popular hero, he's a populist hero, he says something like that to Biden. And I'll tell you where else he's wrong, where he says Trump is my president. And he believes that the election was stolen. Well, guess what? You may believe that he rightly won the election. You may believe it was stolen. But we all have one president. As much as anyone may dislike it, as much as many people disliked Trump, I always despised and criticized that notion when people would say, oh, Trump is not my president. He's not my president. Yes, he is. And it's his job to be your president, to try to represent all the people. And it seems to me that it's just a disappointing moment in our country when a president's doing one of those stupid little things that are meant to spread some kind of goodwill, some kind of feeling of community, and to respond to it that way, and then to put it on YouTube and make a big deal of it. Well, let's go. Let's go, not Brandon. Let's go to a consideration of just how bad was this past year. Coming up. Washington Policy Center, WPC, is Washington State's champion for free market reforms and is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. It's led the effort against state and local income taxes. Its research and policy analysis are relied on by lawmakers, media, and citizen activists for accuracy, fresh perspective, and to expose the political manipulation of data. Our state needs WPC more than ever, and we need you to be part of it. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. Is our country's distinctive power and prosperity the product of some happy accidents or criminal activity, or is it God's hand on America? That's the title, actually, of my most recent book. You can get a hardcover copy, personally signed by me, together with a full audiobook, and it comes to you together with an MP3 player so you can hear it anytime you want. It's all at a reduced price while supplies last. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for God's Hand on America, look for that audiobook and hardcover book bundle.
Introducing the all-new My Slippers from MyPillow. 2 years in development. Designed to wear indoor, outdoor, all day long. Made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue. And made with quality leather suede. For a limited time, you can get 50% off the new My Slippers. They're super comfortable, and you'll like them so much you'll want to get pairs of them for the entire family. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener's square and use promo code MEDVED. That's promo code MEDVED, M-E-D-V-E-D. You'll also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, like the Giza Dream bed sheets, the mattress topper, and towel sets. Call right now 1-800-320-6280. That's 1-800-320-6280 and use promo code MEDVED. Or go to the web at MyPillow.com. The all-new My Slippers from MyPillow.
10. Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Michael Medved show, as we've been talking about, there's a provocative piece over in the LA Times that says, good riddance to 2021, the stupidest year in U.S. history. And if you want to nominate some other year as even stupider than 2021, you can do that, 1-800-955-1776. This is by Michael Hiltzik, who is a business columnist who I happen to know. who is writing for the LA Times. And he says, in beginning, 1 year ago, we were looking forward to a safer and sounder 2021. The Food and Drug Administration had just granted emergency authorization to the Pfizer, BioNTech, and Moderna vaccines against COVID-19. A new presidential administration was poised to take office in the next month, armed with a commitment to bring together a nation cleaved by 4 years of bitter division. But it was not to be. And then he writes, instead of unity and immunity, this year has brought us stupidity and insanity on an unrecognizable scale. In the categories of public health, education policy, fiscal policy, and investment options, we appear to have taken leave of our collective senses. Certainly there are other years or periods in which stupidity or heedlessness brought civilization in general close to eradication. Consider 1914, when most of Europe dived hell-bent to war for no discernible reason. Now, of course, it's interesting he picked 1914, which was a terrible, terrible year. And it was interesting, I was talking to my wife about that last night, because I just screened the new movie, The Kingsman, which is partially about Europe staggering to this unnecessary bloodletting which killed 16 million people known as World War One. And they try to get some fantasy comedy aspects out of that history, and we'll be reviewing that movie on Thursday. But, okay, 1914, sure, an absolutely terrible year. And by the way, it's a big year in our family because that was the year that my grandfather had saved up enough money working in America for 4 years to pay passage for his wife and children, my grandmother, and her six children at the time. They were all coming out of Ukraine and going to come to America. And they, by the time they had arrived at the border to actually cross the border at the time into what was then Austria-Hungary, the war had broken out in August 1914, and they weren't allowed to go, and they had to go all the way back to Ukraine, where they were stuck, and I mean really stuck, for another 10 years. And my father hadn't been born yet. He was born in the United States, thank God. But his five sisters all died of hunger, disease, ill health, and hostile actions by the communists, by the anti-communists, by the Germans, who were there at that part of Russia, too. It's a bad year. Enough said on that. Then he says, beyond 1914, the Dark Ages were a period benighted by scientific ignorance. Some individual countries and national leaders stand out for tempting fate to their and their citizens' misfortune. Britain in 1938 under Neville Chamberlain, Russia's warmongering with Japan in 1904-1905. A lot worse things about Russia than that, buddy. Louis Napoleon poking a stick into the Prussians' bear cage in 1870-71. Yeah, totally unnecessary war. Saddam Hussein invading Kuwait in 1990. The perpetrators of some of these serious errors might assert in their defense that they were brought low by circumstances they didn't know at the time. But America in 2021, writes Hiltzik, can't plead that it didn't know. Didn't know that vaccines, representing stupendous scientific achievements, were the solution to the COVID-19 pandemic. Didn't know that Donald Trump wasn't joking when he demanded that government officials overturn a fair presidential election. Didn't know that Bitcoin, NFTs, SPACs, and meme stocks were destined, even designed, to take unwary investors to the cleaners. Of course we knew. And we know. We don't seem to care. The shameful behavior. And he basically has a heading. It says, the Biden economy, in his estimation, is booming. The market was up again today about 150 points. Why aren't Americans happier with it? Well, the one-word answer is inflation, of course. And he says the shameful behavior of congressional Republicans, naturally, who cowered in safety during the January 6th insurrection, pleading with Trump to help quell the riot, only to claim ever since that the violence of the crowd was no big deal. Or the posting of Christmas cards by politicians showing their families hoisting assault weapons, as Representative Thomas Massey, Republican Kentucky, did just 4 days after a gunman killed four students at a Michigan high school. Almost surely for Congressman Massey, and that card had been prepared and probably even mailed out before that shooting occurred. He was followed by Representative Lauren Boebert, Republican Colorado. Instead, we'll focus on a few of the bigger pictures. Yeah, are there bigger things than offensive Christmas cards, at least Christmas cards that that Matthew Hiltzik finds unacceptable? Instead, we'll focus on a few of the bigger pictures. So as Virgil said to Dante before guiding him into the inferno, let us descend now into the blind world. And he writes that the pandemic is surely the focus of the most obtuse and ignorant public reactions and state and local policy responses to any crisis in American history. Okay, that's a wild overstatement. The response to the secession crisis by the South that couldn't wait to break up their country and attack federal troops, that's a much worse reaction, wouldn't you say? It's as if the grown-ups have all been beamed up and we are left in the hands of people like Florida Governor Ron DeSantis. I am paraphrasing a line from the great pandemic movie Together. Okay, I agree with him. I like the movie Together. It was one of my favorite movies of the year. In any rational world, the refusal or failure by some 50 million adult Americans to take a vaccine of known efficacy against a deadly disease would be inexplicable, but this is not a rational world, and the situation is even worse. Vaccine refusal is seen in many benighted corners of the United States, not merely as the exercise of personal choice for personal reasons, but as a means of showing moral superiority over the vaccinated. Does anyone really believe that? That there are people out there who even make that case? We will get to that and more. A great year? No. But the worst year ever? Well, not so fast, as another columnist. We'll get to that on the Medved Show.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Airports are blaming staffing shortages for thousands of flight cancellations. Another 2,200 flights were canceled due to surging cases of the Omicron variant. More than 2,000 have been delayed. This traveler telling Fox News he's planning ahead.
We got to the airport early for that reason, in case it does get canceled. Hopefully we can catch another flight out from a different airline or whatever.
Tragedy strikes in Denver, Colorado.
Four shooting locations across the Denver, Colorado metro area last night left five souls dead, including the shooter and a police officer injured, according to Denver Police Chief Paul Pazin. The investigation is ongoing and a motive is not known at this time. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Jury deliberations resuming on Tuesday in the sex trafficking trial of Ghislaine Maxwell. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. An increasing number of things are falling apart daily. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, and that includes food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take this moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. My Patriot Supply has earned over 47,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious food kits average 2,000 calories per day and last up to 25 years in storage, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a food kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for the news to tell you something bad happened again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Michael Medved show, it's a tough billing to live up to be claimed that we've just gone through the stupidest year in all of American history. Now, if Hiltzik is right about that in what he writes for the LA Times, Michael Hiltzik, if he is right about that, and this is the worst year ever, what does that say about the success of the Biden administration? I mean, obviously, the Biden administration has been a gigantic disappointment to its own supporters, to people like Michael Hiltzik, and to America at large. There, in fact, is a new poll now that shows that Joe Biden, for the first time in a major poll, has actually dropped below Kamala Harris in terms of public approval.
Are you joking? Is this a joke?
Well, it should be a joke, because Kamala Harris, I mean, say what you will about her, she's done absolutely nothing. I mean, can you think of, in other words, if you approve of the performance of Kamala Harris, what is it you approve of?
No.
Now, I mean, it's a real question. So, again, what's interesting about this is there is so little criticism. What there is lots of criticism in this column about the Republican opponents of the Build Back Better bill and Joe Manchin, who have defeated that bill so far. But he says much more happened in 2021 that prompts one to hold head in hands. To be fair, however, there were also glimmers of hope. Oh, let's hear that. Biden on December 21st announced steps to strengthen the country's response to the Omicron variant, including mobilizing troops to help staff overwhelmed hospitals, opening thousands of vaccine sites, and sending 500 million free testing kits to households. Everybody agrees that the new testing kits to households are a good idea, and that should help to benefit if they use them. The 60 million unvaccinated at the same time. The Build Back Better plan is not entirely dead, and a revival effort will start in January. A revival effort for Build Back Better? That's like the Frankenstein statement, right? It's alive! It's alive! Well, maybe not.
It's alive! It's alive!
Probably not so much. And he writes, whether 2022 will be less stupid and insane than 2021 won't be known until we can view it in a rearview mirror 12 months from now. We can only hope. Look, on some of the sort of world's worst outcomes, there were some terrible things in 2021. One of the things that I've been thinking about is because one of the opportunities that I have is because I review movies and I see a lot of them. I am a voting member for the Critics' Choice Awards, and then we have Seattle Film Critics Awards, and the Critics' Choice Awards are coming up soon. And I was thinking yesterday or about the Oscars and what happened last year. Do you remember? Does anyone remember the Oscars from last year? I mean, really, it had the lowest TV ratings in the history of the measuring TV ratings for the Oscars ever since it was televised. Not so small a number of people watching it ever. And remember, it was at a train station because they couldn't have it at the Academy and they couldn't have it at the Dolby Theater there. It had to be in Union Station. And they had rearranged the Academy Awards because they thought that Chadwick Boseman, wonderful actor, may he rest in peace, would be winning Best Actor. They were very sure of that, and he didn't. And what happened, it was Anthony Hopkins who won Best Actor for a film nobody saw called The Father. And the entire calculation of having Best Actor as the film of the night, the last one to be honored, was basically putting that where normally you have Best Picture of the Year. Well, the Best Picture of the Year was Nomadland. We'll be talking about this as we get closer to the full awards season. Maybe some of you actually saw some films that you might have enjoyed this season. There is a context to this big column in the LA Times that I thought was fairly useful. And it's by Albert Hunt, a veteran of TV and commentary. He used to write for the Wall Street Journal for years. He's writing now for The Hill. And he says, this year I've probably been, in the immortal words of late Vice President Spiro T. Agnew, too much of a nattering nabob of negativism. So let's end the year on a positive note. Of course, for many of us, the most positive development of 2021 is 340 days without Donald J. Trump in the White House. There's other good news, he says. And then he points out the economy is humming. The unemployment rate is down to 4.2%, the lowest since the pandemic hit, and is expected to decline further next year. Economic and wage growth are robust. The Roger Altman, who's senior chairman of Evercore, a leading global investment bank, said all the key indices, except inflation, are pointing strongly in the right direction. And Hunt points out that even inflation, they are expecting to go down sharply as the Fed slightly raises interest rates this coming year. Most of all, the core inflation rate minus volatile energy and food prices is a worrisome 5%. the Federal Reserve plans to increase interest rates at least twice, probably three times next year. If the bond markets are right, the inflation pace will steadily drop over the next several years. The Fed projects inflation will decline by 2.6% by year end of 2022. Okay, all of this fairly optimistic. But do Americans believe America's headed in the right direction? No! Three-quarters of Americans, close to, think we're headed in the wrong direction. And part of it is we're heading so many different directions at once. And none of them coherent. And he says that one of the things he found most encouraging about 2021 was the reaction to the passing of Bob Dole. So the Republican Senate leader and presidential candidate who passed away at 98 this month was honored by leaders of both parties. The National Cathedral was packed with Democrats as well as Republicans. In the front were President Joe Biden and Bill Clinton and four current or former vice presidents. One of the eulogists was Democrat Tom Daschle, once Dole's counterpart as party leader in the Senate. Dole could be a tough partisan, a slashing one, in the early part of his long career. But he became an enormously effective leader, selectively reaching across the political aisle on big matters, anti-hunger measures, and the historic 1990 Americans for Disabilities Act. This is what brought so many tributes and that cross-section of the political world to his funeral. And then he speculates that Mitch McConnell, who he recognizes, he says, "I used to revere the Senate as an institution. In the 1980s, I took each of my three young children there just for the majority of the place. Today, I have a four-year-old grandchild, and the Senate is not on our bucket list. Instead, I just took him to the zoo. It's more authentic." That's the way it should be, but it isn't always. And he does have hope that Mitch McConnell, because he apparently anticipates, as everybody does, a Republican takeover in Congress, that Mitch McConnell can lead our Congress to a better place. The truth of the matter is, you know the old line of Dickens' beginning of Tale of Two Cities, it was the best of times, it was the worst of times. It was the age of reason, it was the age of foolishness. All of that dichotomy is very much the case here and now. And what about religion in the year just passed? Some fairly amazing numbers about religious faith from Gallup. We'll get to that coming up on the MedVed Show.
The pain was very bad, and since I've taken Relief Factor, I've been able to walk normally again, and I was having a hard time walking, and the pain was very bad. And since I've taken Relief Factor, I've been able to walk normally again, and the pain has gone away. I really am walking pain-free. So I just want to recommend this to anyone who has severe pain or any type of pain. It is really a miracle product.
Try Relief Factor. It has worked wonderfully for literally hundreds of thousands, and certainly for me. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, and order your own quick start. Nothing to lose but your pain, the whole world to gain. michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, or call 833-654-PAIN, Relief Factor. Don't you get tired of commercials screaming at you to buy gold right now with inflated promises on future values? In an unregulated industry, you need honest, real experts to give you solid advice to protect your wealth and give you top picks, too, on the best coins and bullion based on real-time data and historical trends. For example, as environmental policy becomes a hot topic, one precious metal that's been significantly undervalued for years is potentially set to surge. Nick Rovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, has long recommended this precious metal. Up to 600,000 ounces of this rare metal will be needed by 2030 to produce green hydrogen. Nick is doubling down on this pick, and you should, too. Call Nick to find out more. Now, I've been friends with Nick for several years, and he's my go-to guy when it comes to coins and bullion. I trust him. You can, too. Call Nick at 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Michael Medved Show, hoping that you can take a look at a special perspective on what does look to be a pretty lively market. Again, the Dow up again today. Most recently, it's up to 36,398, up almost 100 points today. So, what am I talking about? I'm talking about finding out about high-tech investments done in crowdsourcing manner. You don't have to put in much at all. You pick the companies that sound like they are using some of the new technology in the most imaginative and potentially productive ways. Find out all about it. It costs you absolutely nothing. Great to take some of the time between Christmas and New Year's. Go to Our Crowd, michaelmedved.com. Just click on the banner, Our Crowd. It costs you nothing at all to just sign up and get some of the information as regularly or as infrequently as you want it. But you can do that for free at no cost at all at michaelmedved.com. Click on the banner for Our Crowd. High-tech investments, particularly in the nation of Israel, that can benefit the world and benefit you personally. Speaking of things that can benefit the world and benefit you personally, a lot of folks believe, very much so, that religion can benefit people very directly, very profoundly. And that's one of the things that one of the reasons that Gallup gives a great deal of attention to that subject. And they have a new survey that we're going to be talking about in some depth with Pete Wehner of the Ethics and Public Policy Center, former aide to President Reagan, former aide to President George W. Bush. And the question at the top is, how religious are Americans? And basically, the line is the vast majority of Americans do have a religious preference. A similarly vast majority have a religious preference for Christianity, though that percentage is declining slightly. At the same time, Americans, by overwhelming numbers, either feel that religion is very important to them, that's about half of all Americans, or it's somewhat important to them. That comprises about 75% of all Americans. But those numbers have been going down. Now, why would those numbers go down? One of the reasons, it seems to me, is because too many people are involved in basically conflating religious faith with politics. And usually it's people on the right who get condemned for that. But you know what? The worst offenders in terms of viewing politics as some form of substitute religion are people on the left. May I say, cite in that regard the Honorable Maxine Waters. She, of course, a Democrat of California. She represents parts of Southeast Los Angeles County. She has been elected to the House of Representatives for 30 years. Really, that's 15 terms. She won her most recent election by 78%. So it's kind of a gimme. And she was speaking in church. And listen to the way that the pastor at Macedonia LA Church, senior pastor is named Shane Scott, to the way that he introduced Congressman Waters. This is clip 10A.
It is always an honor and a privilege to have in worship with us our champion for justice, our congresswoman, our leader. It is always a great opportunity to have in worship with us Congresswoman Waters. And so we are grateful. It's always a privilege to have public servants serving who want to serve. Come on, Congresswoman, and talk to us for a few moments, and then our children are going to come and present unto us.
Good morning, church. Good morning, Pastor. The church looks beautiful with all the poinsettias and the queens and the kings and all of that. And I'm delighted to be here with you this morning.
Okay. Congratulations. It's sort of inoffensive beginning, other than the fact that she's described as our champion, our leader. And she's a politician. And she made that very clear with her little greeting. Shout out to Joe Manchin. This is clip B.
I just finished with MSNBC this morning, and they just informed us that Manchin, the senator who has been obstructing our ability to pass significant legislation, said he will not support the Build Back Better legislation that has all of the support for our communities in it. In that legislation, out of my committee, I have $170 billion for housing, for people to be able to keep up their mortgages, for people to be able to have rental assistance, to redo all of our public housing so that it's safe and secure. All of that goes down the drain.
Okay, she makes it sound like the money is going to be wasted rather than actually meaning that less money is going to have to be borrowed, less money is going to be have to taken out of taxpayer pockets. And then, speaking of things being taken out of the pocket and presented free, she gives away little souvenirs of her inspiring visit. This is clip C.
Of course I'm upset about it, but I'm going to let God take care of that. Okay. So I brought my new calendars here for the new year. I know everybody can get the dates on their cell phones and all of that, but it doesn't hurt to have one in your house, okay? So I have some calendars for you.
Okay, and then, guess what? She had something specifically for the head pastor. This is clip 11.
I just want Pastor Scott to know that I came to show appreciation for your leadership, and I have a little something for you today.
God be praised. I just got a check for $5,000. Now, I've been talking about doing some fundraisers for some elected officials. And, you know, with COVID and all this stuff, we just don't know what times look like. But mom is up for re-election, and they are coming after her again.
Okay. Basically, they're exchanging checks. She's giving him a $5,000 check that he just received. And then he's going to raise money for her. This is a kind of money changers, right? And you just wonder about something like this. Aren't there election laws that would threaten the tax-exempt status of something like this? And by the way, I love the fact that he says, I just received a $5,000 check. And what are they playing in the background? Anybody notice? When he says, I just received a $5,000 check, they start playing in the background. These are some of my favorite things. Which, I don't know. It's holiday season, and of course, I'm sure this is meant as a very uplifting and sanctifying gift. Speaking of a gift, there was one gift that was apparently, now that they've analyzed all the voting in the state of Virginia with Glenn Youngkin's amazing victory, the most surprising aspect of it was that he may have won an actual majority of the Latino Hispanic vote in the state of Virginia, which is a growing vote. It's very dramatic. And for a Republican to win that vote nationwide right now in the most recent polling, and there are several polls that show this, there's an even divide between Latino voters who say they plan to vote Republican for control of the House of Representatives and the Senate, and those Latinos who say they plan to follow the Democratic Party line. No, really, it's incredible. And what does that change mean? Is it real? And what is the impact on the kind of leadership that, if the Republicans take the Congress, they are supposed to provide to Latino voters in response? We will get an opinion on that from Ruba Navarrete, who is a friend of this show, nationally syndicated columnist, and always insightful. We'll also talk a little bit about the myth, so-called, of the greatest generation, and a transgendered male who gave birth is insulted because nurses called him mom. Why? We'll get to that and more in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
I'm Al Simon, 91 years young. I created Balance 7 20 years ago. At 67, I went to see the doctor for the first time in my life and found that I had medical problems. He told me that was normal for my age. I don't believe God intended us to be sick and old. I decided to find something to bring my health back. For 10 years, I studied pH and how important it is to the human system. Balance 7 gave me back what I lost by getting older. I no longer get out of bed with a joint discomfort. Balance 7 can do for you what it has done for me and many others. In 3 days' time, you'll feel more energy, less joint discomfort, and clarity of thinking. No doctor or hospital can do what Balance 7 can do for you. Balance 7 is the key to unlocking the healthy immune system. Bring your body back to balance.
Order now. Receive free shipping with the code word AL. Go to balance7.com. That's balance7.com. Order now and get your free shipping and a free gift with your order. Go to balance7.com. Use the code word AL.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.